As our beloved Goddess of Liberty speaks her heart to us all, we ask our mighty presence to bless her and thank her for all that her love has meant to America and the world. For we little dream what is her cosmic power and the strength of her love to help fulfill the divine plan. Beloved ones of the light, thank you for your presence here tonight. And it is my great joy to bring to you every possible encouragement to enable you to go on and on and reach to the heights of power, power from our octave that can control the conditions of the physical world that mankind themselves cannot control. So we are very grateful to every one of you for your presence, your attention to the light, your calls, your willingness to stand in the midst of these seething conditions of the outer world and continue to draw into outer action that which is your own freedom as well as the freedom of the nation. Tragic indeed is the effect of the filth that has been drawn into America. But know always that everything that seeks to destroy must sooner or later, and under the action of the cosmic law, all conditions must face their source. And the balancing activity of the sacred fire take its dominion in the physical octave. It seems a long time sometimes when destructive forces are allowed to spend their force. But mankind themselves must awaken out of their desires to be determined to do as they please, whether it fulfills the divine plan or not. When the desire of the outer self is only to fulfill the divine plan of the higher mental body and the ascended masters, then, my dear ones, limitation begins to drop away from the being and the world of the individual who is strong enough to take that stand and maintain it. Your intellects have all said to you, well, I want to fulfill the divine plan. I don't want to do anything else. That is the reasoning action of the mind. And that is one step forward. But the whole struggle comes in the energy of the feeling world. When you are in the radiation of one or more of the ascended host, and their feeling is pouring into your feeling world, then their feeling, being only their desire to fulfill the divine plan, makes you desire that for the time being. And if you would hold that and forbid anything else to exist in your world, then your progress would go forward in leaps and bounds. But when you step into the outer world and the desires of the outer world are to do this, that, and the other thing, before you know it, the outer world activities have pulled upon your attention. Your attention has drawn the energy of your feeling. And the next thing, you find yourself desiring to do what the outer world does. When in reality, a short time previously, you decided not to do it. Well, that is the pull of both habit within your own life stream and the activity of the psychic substance in the atmosphere of Earth, which is that substance thrown off from the feeling world of mankind, charged with the constant defiance of the divine plan. And when you see, my dear ones, the millions of mankind as we do, constantly seething and surging back and forth in the gratification of their own desires, with not one determined stand for perfection in a whole lifetime, it is tragic, because that means that the mass radiation of the people's feeling has so qualified the energy in the atmosphere of Earth that it is burying people under their own desires. And unless some great power of life shocks and shatters and cracks away a certain proportion of that substance, why, people would go on indefinitely into more and more of those desires until there would be no hope for freedom anywhere. So the love from the great central sun, from our great octave of life, that comes again and again, tapping at the feeling world of mankind, is the only possible way and means by which the mass of the people can be awakened and aroused to a positive enough stand for the God perfection of life that will make them resist the onrushing destruction of the whole world. Now, in the great assistance which we have given through the years, great good has been accomplished, truly. And if America had been maintained as was originally instructed and indicated by the early patriots, and if America had kept out the hordes of darkness out of her borders, she would not face the tragedy of the present hour. But since it has been allowed to come within your borders, then everyone who does not want to become like the hordes of darkness must arise with a firm, positive, determined, unshakable stand to demand the victorious light of the cosmic Christ move into every particle of darkness in the land, and that light blaze brighter until it compels the seizing and binding of the destructive forces that have thrown that substance into the feeling world of the people, so they do not know how to defend themselves. It would be perfectly wonderful for each of you if you practice this for a few days of demanding that your mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host blaze through you whatever pressure of the violet consuming flame and cosmic purity is necessary of a victorious Christ to take out of your being world, especially your feeling world, every bit of substance that connects with or is qualified by the mass feeling of discouragement or hopelessness for America. Now take your stand. Let your presence wipe out of your world all substance that is attuned to the mass feeling of the people. And then you demand that replaced by whatever substance and flame from the ascended master's octave is necessary to make you the anchor of light on the victory and assurance to the people But the God authority and victorious power in this nation shall hold possession of the nation and all that is within the borders of this land. You have no idea the assistance that the ascended host have given to hold the absolute slaughter out of your borders. And but for your mighty Saint Germain and the beloved Godfrey and the great goddess of justice and the blessed Nava and others who have assisted, the great Archangel Michael and mighty Victory, if it had not been for their light poured forth through this activity, since this activity came forth, my dear ones, you could never have stood against the frightful destruction that the sinister force wants to impose on America. The rest of the world has been caught in that frightful whirlwind of destruction. Our nation has hated nation throughout the world for centuries. But you have no idea what the combined hate and jealousy of all those forces put together is against America. And that's why I'm pleading tonight. I ask you with every atom of your being, in the authority of your mighty I Am presence, to demand all powers of the sacred fire, all manifestations of the sacred fire of the victorious Christ. Surge that flame throughout the nation and drive and bind all that is against her God freedom back into the sinister force and compel its removal from the earth. Arise in your own authority, because you are the authority of your mighty I Am presence. You are the authority of the government of the people of this land. The people are the government. So far as your other constitutional rights are concerned. But when you demand the immortal God authority of the victorious Christ and those powers of the sacred fire that are master everywhere, then will you find your combined efforts will bring very much more rapid manifestation. Try to realize that when you say, in the authority, or in the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority, and victory of the beloved mighty I Am presence, and in the name of the ascended Jesus Christ, or the name of any ascended master, you demand the freedom of your nation from the filth of the beast on the destruction of war to the fulfillment of the divine plan, then you have to be answered. Your authority is then one with the authority of the higher mental body of every life stream within your borders. And if you will speak to the mighty I Am presence of America, it means the combined authority and power of the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of every life stream within your borders. If you call to that mighty I Am presence as one and demand that it blaze whatever power of the sacred fire is necessary to manifest the victorious Christ in all government control, then you become the law of the victorious Christ, not only to assist the nation, but it automatically acts then in your own world. When you begin to say, I am the law of the victorious Christ, demanding America's immortal purification and freedom now, I demand the redemption of her people. I demand the victorious purity of the cosmic Christ. Pass its flame everywhere till mankind bow and give the obedience that sets them free. When you say, I am the law of a victorious Christ, that means your own higher mental body and its eternal command of all in this world. Your higher mental body is always victorious. And if you understand or accept and acknowledge that the outer self is the law of that victorious Christ, it allows the flame from the higher mental body to be charged around the outer self and into conditions, for that while you might not see it with the physical sight at first, yet it is the fire of action that moves its control into conditions that mankind have set into action to destroy. Acknowledge yourselves the law of a victorious Christ. Then the battle between light and darkness is not a battle for you are acknowledging your victory of the Christ before you enter the shadows. Then if it is necessary to pass through a condition that is the discord of the shadows, you pass as the light, untouched by the shadows. You must acknowledge yourselves, filled and surrounded and living within the world of the victorious Christ, which is your higher mental body, in victorious command of the outer. And if you don't acknowledge it, you won't manifest it. In thought, feeling, spoken word, or act, you've got to acknowledge that I am present. In order to have action here, when you say, I am, you are then producing action that is the manifestation of what you acknowledge. When you say, I am going out to lunch, or I am going to get something to eat, you do it, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. When that stomach begins to yell for its own way, and it does more than you know, and you say, well, I'm going to stop everything now and get something to eat, you do it. Well, when you just as easily say, well, I am the law of a victorious Christ controlling here. And you'll be that law. In other words, I am the law of the victorious Christ means I am the action of the higher mental body holding its victory for you out here. Otherwise, it lies quiescent. The higher mental body is already its own victory. It's busy with its own activities of creation. But if you want its perfection and its action controlling your outer action, then you must acknowledge that you are the law of its action. And you've got to say, I am the law of the victorious Christ, if you want to have conditions that are not the action of human law. Once you get deep into the full understanding of that expression, you will realize you have come into the powerhouse of existence, a power you have never dreamed was yours. When you say, I am the law of eternal perfection in my world, why, you have but to loose its action and you have to have manifestation, don't you? When you turn the electricity on by the switch in the wall, you produce the light. When you acknowledge the law or the action of your mighty I Am presence into physical substance, you have to produce manifestation. And if you want to cut yourselves free from human law, then you must acknowledge that you are the divine law or the authority of the victorious Christ, because the Christ is the light. And then otherwise you acknowledge that you are the action of the light. And that is the authority and the law that is master of the darkness. It takes your acknowledgement to produce the action. Now then, you may say the words, but when you use certain words, you will find they charge your feelings with a much more positive force than certain other words. And when you begin to say, I am the law, well, you begin to feel that you are the authority of the perfection you want in your world. Then the human must recede, because when you acknowledge you are the law of the victorious Christ, then you have acknowledged that the higher mental body's action of victory is already in motion in the energy and affairs of the outer self. As you use this more and more, you will find its radiation going forth and just neutralizing, sometimes when you scarcely know it, destructive forces that would otherwise produce disaster in your world. If you want to be the victorious Christ, you've got to acknowledge that. And if you say, I am the law of the victorious mighty I Am presence, and its flame stands here in eternal command, I demand it. Your presence then has been offered the open door, and it won't lose an instant, filling your world with its own flame of perfection. Your presence is waiting to flood its flame of perfection into your outer use, in making all your outer activities its own great action of the sacred fire. And when you begin to acknowledge, I am the law of the sacred fire, in victorious control here, you will set that fire into action. And then you will begin to feel a positive force in your feeling world that you have never known before. And you will feel like a pillar of fire, like the Rock of Gibraltar, standing against anything, that nothing can shake it from its eternal anchorage. You acknowledge, I am the law of the cosmic light's victory here. I am the law of the sacred fire manifesting here its eternal victory. I am the law of the victorious Christ, acting in all energy here. Then you're not subject to the destructive conditions of the outer world. Now this is to bring balance in your world, precious ones, because you must definitely take your stand to maintain balance in your own world. Mankind are in distress because they take something from here and take something from there and do as they please with it, and are not concerned about how much disturbance they create in someone else's world. Well, if you put something out of balance in someone else's world, your own world is out of balance. And you can't have peace, nor freedom, nor rest, nor mastery, and you can't have perfection until balance is maintained everywhere. Whenever you receive something from one life stream, then make the balance. If you make everything in your world hold balance, then your presence can at any moment produce miracles and manifestations in outer action to bless you that will never come until that balance is maintained. The law of perfection is the law of balance. So whatever you do, demand the perfection of perfect balance. Be the action in your world that brings happiness everywhere. When you begin to acknowledge, I am the law of the victorious Christ, perfect balance everywhere I go, I'm the sacred fire, is the action of my world, then whatever activity of the flame you might require from time to time would automatically be coming forth from the higher mental body under its direction and held to produce balance. One moment you might need the violet flame, another you might need the blue flame, another you might need the cosmic light substance of immortal purity. Whatever you would require, the higher mental body would automatically be pouring into your world, for you had called for its balance. When you begin to acknowledge yourselves as the law of immortal balance of the victorious Christ, then you will find problems dissolving, receding, and finally disappearing completely, and you will go forward in the joyous action of victorious accomplishment without problems. You will have the enjoyment of great creative ability and action, but no problem. And if you take the stand, I am the law of the victorious mighty I am presence that forever dissolves all problems, then I go forward to my eternal freedom. Then you give your presence the authority which it requires in the outer to correct conditions in the outer in ways and means that you don't know anything about. Now, for the protection of your nation, I would appreciate a call, since the focus of my power stands the guard over New York's harbor. I would appreciate it if some of you gave the command, but I am the law of the Goddess of Liberty's immortal fire, protecting America's liberty and freedom of God, till all have become its mighty victory. I am certain law within the nation, same as your beloved Goddess of Justice, the mighty Saint Germain. Each of us who has taken the responsibility of helping to guard the heart of the world and hold purity here is the law of certain qualities that the nation requires in order to fulfill the divine plan. And therefore, when you acknowledge our law as the control of the nation, then much more help can come even to those who, for the time being, are misinformed I misdirected by the sinister force. And if you were to take the stand, beloved ones, I am the door of the mighty Saint Germain's authority of eternal freedom to America, blazing the flame that compels it forever. Why, you would give him boundless assistance to acknowledge his authority as the law of your country's freedom. You can do the same thing for your beloved Godfrey, the mighty Archangel Michael, beloved Nada. Keep acknowledging the law of their authority here. And if you ask for ascended master authority in your nation, life will answer you. Mankind has placed human authority where divine authority ought to be, and they are paying the consequences and the penalty for what they are demanding. But if you begin to demand the ascended master's authority as the law of your land, then you give the higher mental body of each life stream an opportunity to do more in the outer to offset the accumulated discord that is seeking to engulf you with destruction. And if you wish to apply these precious ones to your own affairs, supposing you require your supply, I am the law of the victorious mighty I Am Presence, whose boundless supply is unescapable in my world. I am its manifestation here. And then pour the love to your presence that enables the presence to draw into outer manifestation that which it knows you will require, and thus it will prepare you and protect you ahead of time when the outer self does not even know that a need is coming. And if you see those to whom you wish to give assistance, where they are making conscious effort to do right, and you take the stand, I am the law of the victorious mighty I Am Presence, dissolving the human here on the eternal victorious Christ takes its place and fulfills the great divine plan. You've got to do these things, precious ones, by the authority and the law of your own mighty I Am Presence, acknowledged in the physical octave, and then it comes into the physical octave to act for you. And without the acknowledgement, it will never act. When your love goes to your presence, it is as if you knocked upon the door of that great powerhouse, and the fulfillment of your call begins its release into your outer youth. So, beloved ones, keep acknowledging the law of that which produces perfection. The law of that which creates is the law of the mighty I Am Presence, own life flame. And since that abides in your heart, then you are the law of that power of the sacred fire through your own flesh into the affairs of the outer world to produce perfection that fulfills the great divine plan. And if you become the law, you become the action of the thing manifested, and then every desire of your heart moves into outer action to bring permanent happiness and perfection unto the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Often acknowledge, I am the law of cosmic Christ freedom to America. I am the law of immortal purity to her people. I am the law of cosmic illumination that compels the annihilation of the forces of darkness. I am the law of divine justice governing the land and forbidding the existence of anything else. Oh, you can apply this without limit. I am the law of the immortal harmony required to fulfill the divine plan. I am the law of boundless music to still the cries of the people of earth. Why, it's infinite in its application. And when you establish the law of the victorious mighty I Am presence, if you call, it will answer. If you desire, it will fulfill your desire with itself. I am the law of immortal liberty to all that is constructed within your borders. And I place that at the service of your mighty saint to me. And in the use of the Master Jesus, on the sense of Master Consciousness, as he has offered it to you, if you take your stand, I am the law and full power of the ascended Jesus Christ, the cosmic Christ which he has now become in outer physical action to compel perfection here, he will answer you as surely as you exist in this universe. We are but waiting these calls. And while, precious ones, you have called a great deal more than the rest of mankind, yet you could call so much more into outer action that would bring you such happiness that problems could not come near. So let us go forward in the realization that the mighty I Am presence is the law of your life. Then when you acknowledge the outer self is the law of its victory here, it must be so established to you. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Then call for the victorious mighty I Am presence to be the law of your world, to move out all other law, to move perfection where problems seem to be, to move supply where limitation appears, to move in the cosmic light where the hordes of darkness seem to be, and the law in action will set you free. That is the truth of the mighty I Am presence, the truth that sets you free. And dear ones, were you to use that statement, I am the law of the resurrection and the life. Why? It's like you said, I am the action of the resurrection and the life. Well, if you're the action of it, you must be the thing. And if you want more power to overcome human conditions, why don't you take the stand? I am the law of cosmic power, victoriously controlling all else. Cosmic power means the power of the victorious Christ. I am the law of cosmic power of the great central sun magnet's love ruling all. Oh my, it's infinite. It's boundless power. You can't possibly make a mistake. And it is the authority which you must exert here of your own free will if you are to annihilate the human law that has imposed such frightful limitation and destruction upon you. I am the law of victorious purity here. I am the law of eternal purity, of a victorious Christ. For you'll have it. You have that acknowledgement. Your world will have to become that. And I shall stand by and be very happy to assist every one of you to feel that with every ounce of your energy until you outpicture its magnificent perfection and you go forward to do for your fellow man that which the outer world cannot do until they have this knowledge of the law. And that law is the I Am Presence, the victorious mighty I Am Presence, ruling all forever. May the eternal liberty of the great violet consuming flame and its immortal love and purity ever be the law of action in your world until we meet face to face. And then will you know what my heart's love wants to do for the people of this nation who are my children under the action of the great cosmic plan of creation. I have been called your cosmic mother, and I want the people of America set free in the heart of my love, that it may be the law of perfection and happiness and the ascension for them all until the shadows are no more and are not even remembered. May the love which I bear to this nation enfold you tonight and make you the law of our authority to produce whatever power of perfection in the outer is necessary to hold your people victorious over all that is of the shadows. May the light of our love blaze brightly in and around you all, and its law in action bring perfection that is boundless and blesses you for eternity. I thank you and good night. Beloved gods of liberty, thank you for your love. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your protection to us all. May we stand at attention and give every call possible that the great cosmic law requires until the I Am student body stand apart from the rest of the nation and their light intensifies until the protection we require is manifest everywhere in the outer for all that is constructive. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such almighty power of the victorious Christ. Wherever we move, its flame blazes and is in eternal conscious command of all we contact. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know is necessary to make us such a power of the victorious Christ, the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun, that it becomes the law everywhere we move, and its action is the freedom of our nation forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Goddess of Liberty. And you, beloved Saint Germain, who has led the way, are we eternally grateful. May we give everything that your authority and your freedom and your victory may rule our land and save all we hold near and dear from that which has no right to exist. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, The recall is never before for you to wrap everybody and everything under this radiation in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of Thou, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever victorious power of the mighty I Am presence is required to become the law everywhere in the outer world. Let us go forward, charged with boundless power of a victorious Christ, till the light is so blazing no shadow can ever exist again for any reason. And we thank Thee. Thank You, precious ones. Thank You, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. And raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever cosmic power of the sacred fire is necessary to blaze the authority of the victorious Christ throughout the world until everything has become the victory of that light for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask You to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory and compel the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. Now, as we return these flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for the mightiest power in creation of the victorious Christ, mighty I Am from the great central sun, to blaze the action of its law into outer physical command everywhere and put an end to all that has dishonored God for any reason, and make us the immortal victory of the great honor flame of God's cosmic heart, till freedom reigns everywhere and perfection claims all for eternity.